A new report came out this past week that found 2016 and 2017 have been the warmest years in the Arctic in 1,500 years. This, of course, isn't the first time humans have faced a climate shift. And so a group of scientists are studying an ancient civilization in the Arctic to figure out how they responded to climate change. It turns out the clues are buried underground in a secret seaside neighborhood on the western edge of Alaska. NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports.
It's absolutely beautiful here. The land is covered in this bright green grass and little shrubs. But as you look across, there's something strange going on. There are these bright white objects jutting out of the ground.
Well, it tells you there was an occupation.
An occupation? That's Owen Mason, an archaeologist from the University of Colorado. We're on the Bering Land Bridge, and he says buried right under our feet are ancient homes. Those bright white objects are whale bones used to build the homes.
You know, at least 50 or 60, 70 maybe.
There's 50 houses underneath
at least, on this dune? At least, yeah.
Wow.
Well, you want to see what it looks like?
Yeah.
I'm up here with him during the summer research season. He takes me over to a giant hole in the ground. Inside, scientists are on their knees digging in the hard, cold soil. They're excavating a log cabin that's 1,000 years old.
That is unbelievable.
That's Claire Alex. She's an archaeologist from the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the University of Pantheon Sorbonne. She's leading the project, and the team has just uncovered what might be the foundation for the house.
Did you see that, Dennis? All this wood underneath? It's amazing.
Alix says the craftsmanship of the house is stunning.
The level of work that went into making that house, and look at those logs,
it's just amazing.
This place is an impressive seaside cottage. The floors are made with these beautiful tree trunks, perfectly lined up together.
That's a huge log. This is amazing, Owen.
The house has at least 3 rooms, including a kitchen. The team is also digging out what the family living in the house left behind so they can figure out what these people were like.
Go, team, go!
As the artifacts come out, archaeologist Lauren Norman takes inventory.
That's leather, thick leather with the cuts in it and everything. Very cool.
I realize these ancient people are a lot like us. Actually, they're a lot like hipsters. They wore leather clothes, probably had dogs.
Large dogs, yeah.
They followed a strict gluten-free diet, liked to make bone broth.
At least ethnographically, people used bones and got grease out of the bones, boiled them to get grease, which was then eaten or put in soups and things like that.
And Owen Mason says these ancient people had another thing in common with us. They were facing big changes in their climate.
Well, it's part of what's called the medieval climate anomaly, and that seems to be a unique moment in climate history.
Now, the climate shift these ancient people went through is very different than the one we're facing today. We're responsible for the shift today through burning fossil fuels. Scientists aren't sure what caused the shift 1,000 years ago, but some parts of the world got warmer, like Europe. Other parts of the world, like the Middle East and here in the Arctic, it got colder.
There was some expansion of the glaciers, and there were really massive storms around that time period.
The world was changing quickly. Mason says it likely disturbed the family's food supply. Animals may have changed their migration patterns, so that the caribou the family depended on to make it through a long winter might not have been there. So with the world changing around them, what did the family do? Mason points to a clue.
One of these things just turned up today, this bola.
A bola. It's basically these heavy balls tied on the end of a string, and it's a potent weapon for hunting birds. You swing the weights around in a circle and then toss them into the air and can kill birds in mid-flight. It sounds simple, but Mason thinks it was key to survival.
Trapping the birds as they fly seems like a very efficient means of taking birds.
So the family could supplement their diet when other food sources disappeared. And this new device starts to appear right around the time of climate change.
It just seems like this happens at this time period.
Technology happened. To live up here in the harsh Arctic, people needed to be technologists. I mean, seriously, they would put Silicon Valley geeks to shame. They had a gadget for everything. Mason says another innovation shows up around this time.
Wound pins.
Wound pins. These are crazy devices. It's a little nail made specifically for plugging up the wounds on a killed animal. Why?
Basically sealing the wounded seal so that the blood is retained rather than lost as it's carried back to camp.
Where people could eat the blood and not waste any calories.
That gives you something valuable, you know, as far as nutrients.
So I see. This is really interesting. So people were faced with, like, shifting weather, and so during this time period, they came up with new tools and technology to help them ensure their food supply.
Right. Well, that's certainly where we're going, and I think that technology and innovation follow the challenges of climate.
In other words, technology, which, if you think about it, got us into this current climate mess, may be the key to getting us out of it. Maybe. Here on the western edge of Alaska, you can see evidence for another survival strategy. Dennis O'Rourke is an anthropologist from the University of Kansas working at the excavation. He takes me over to the beach to show me this.
If we go just immediately west from here, within 200, 250 miles or so, you're pretty close to Bering Strait and Russia.
Right now, there's water separating us and Russia. But 20,000 years ago, there was something else keeping people out of North America, glaciers.
They were prevented from moving further, either east or south, by those glaciers.
Then another climate change began. The Earth started warming up.
Once glaciers began to recede and melt, then a number of opportunities for moving into new areas became possible for the people living here.
So in a way, climate change was what allowed people to discover North America.
Yeah, in a way. Climate change can be a constraint on what people do. It can also provide an opportunity.
Which makes me wonder, what are we going to discover during this climate change? Where are we going to go? Maybe up? Michaeline Dukleff, NPR News.